Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of You Got a Zeit for your right to party. That is courtesy of on Twitter at One and Future Baz.
You're one and Future Baz.
Yes, indeed. I'm Jack O'Brien. That over there is
Miles Gray.
Hey. How's it going, guys?
It's so weird. I don't think we'll ever get this intro seamless. Or
oh,
smooth.
What are you talking about? That was perfect.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Flawless victory.
It is Monday afternoon, and this is What's a Trending.
Yeah, what's a trending?
Why is Nick Cannon trending, Miles?
I don't know. I thought maybe he passed away.
I did, too.
But he may have only just set up his metaphorical rap hip-hop death, because he apparently put out a track called The Invitation.
Yeah.
Where the album cover says, Eminem, you are cordially invited by the Black Squad. And I'm guessing for him to come on Wildin' Out, but on the track, he's going after Eminem.
Yeah.
In a rap song.
And in Nick such a Cannon. Way as he compares himself to Tupac.
Yes, he does. He was saying, but he's not a killer, so don't push him.
Right.
And then I don't know. Okay, look, this is all born out of Eminem being on a track. It depends on how far back you want to go. You
right.
could say it started with Mariah Carey when she put out, Why Are You So Obsessed With Me? And that ended up with a response from Eminem. And then Nick Cannon got into like the beef between Mariah Carey and Eminem. And then that was 10 years ago. And I'm having trouble remembering what
right.
is going on. But I guess maybe Eminem didn't forget, because on this track with Fat Joe, he calls out Eminem.
A recent track.
Yeah. And again, you know, Eminem, you don't have to punch down.
Right.
You know?
But he has always been the king of punching down.
This whole back and forth between them, it's kind of weird, because you realize how, I don't know, like I'm getting older or maybe more conservative. I'm like, the toxic masculinity attacks on each other.
Right.
Like, I feel like you can go harder, but like go for someone's soul.
I don't
not
think
just be like, what's
old.
Up, pussy?
You know? Yeah. I think it's a sign that they're old and just not aware of
yeah.
how to
conduct a beef these days.
And like Nick Cannon looked like the last thing he heard about a rap battle was like the story of Adidon or something. Cause he's like, oh, what about you, Eminem? There's like that kid that's not yours that you raise, like an honorable man.
Oh, like a stepfather?
Yeah, like it was.
What a dork.
It's, I don't know. I think maybe Eminem may respond and completely just obliterate Nick Cannon.
Now, this is Nick Cannon, who used to be married to Mariah Carey and from Wildin' Out and one of those talent shows, I believe.
America's Got one Dance Crews.
Yes.
Or something.
But if he knew about the story of Adidon, he should have...
he better...
come harder.
If he does, that means Nick Cannon has Ether 2.0.
Right.
In his back pocket.
He's saying, ready to go.
Yeah, he's just making it look like he's one of those punch drunk boxers.
Right.
And luring him in, and then gonna hit him with the lyrical uppercut.
Right.
I'm not sure. Based on Nick Cannon's track record.
Yeah.
I mean, he was sick on that track with R. Kelly, Gigolo.
Right.
Oops.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I'm a gigolo, and that's a dope.
But a lot of people thought at first that Eminem had dissed him in 2009, and this was Nick Cannon's response.
Yeah, 10 years
later. But that it turns out that was just the last time anyone listened to Eminem. He has released a more recent Nick Cannon diss track.
Yeah, I prefer the reality where Nick Cannon's been in the lab for a decade and then he releases this lukewarm diss track. A lot of people, everyone on Twitter is basically like, RIP Nick Cannon already. Like,
right.
Not even because what Eminem will do to you, because this was such a self-own in terms of a attempted diss track.
Yeah. I also don't, like, is Eminem good at, like, ethering people? I feel like his disses have always been, like, calling people the F word. And
yeah. I mean, I think really the difference being is, Eminem, it was, you know, he made his, he plied his trade, sharpened his tools as a battle rapper.
Right.
So regardless of how much he's fallen off now, it's like, that's the, insulting people is where he still excels.
Right.
Even if he's using problematic language.
Another thing that's trending is New Zealand volcano.
Yeah.
The White Island volcano in New Zealand, or I guess off the coast of New Zealand. New Zealand is all coast. But it erupted Monday with a towering blast of ash and scalding steam, and it is looking like it has a pretty high body count.
Well, yeah, they say at least as we record this, 5 people died, and I didn't know this was one of New Zealand's most active volcanoes, and like the people, it erupted when people were like on the mountain,
right.
Like on the volcano itself, and they say. About this one specifically, 70% of it is under the sea, so it makes it one of the massive volcanic structure, the largest in New Zealand.
Hmm.
And little volcano trivia for y'all, cone volcanoes, which is also known as stratovolcanoes,
right.
Or composite volcanoes, they are one of the 3 main volcano types, along with shield and dome. Oh shit, I remember that.
Yeah, I knew all of that.
I just know the lava types, there's A'a and Pahoehoe. That's like one of the ways people in Hawaii talk about
really?
Lava. Yeah.
What's the difference?
Because I think you can like walk on, so it makes you feel like it's
oh,
hot.
Really?
Yeah, and then like Pahoehoe, I think looks more like rope.
Oh, but wait, what lava looks like rope?
Yeah, like It looks like more thready.
Gummy.
Pronounce This is a basaltic lava that doesn't flow very quickly. It looks like slowly moving mass of hot jello with cooler, rough surface. Once it hardens, the sharp, spiny surface is extremely difficult to walk across.
Got
hence,
it. And then the other one is the earth shooting hot ropes at the atmosphere.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, Pahoehoe characterized by smooth, gently undulating, or broadly hummocky surfaces.
Gross.
What's hummocky?
I don't know, man.
Damn, learning a lot.
But yeah, apparently there are more people who are unaccounted for, and they're not expecting survivors.
So. Oh, they can only confirm 5.
Yeah, 5 confirmed dead and more to come.
Man, volcanoes are so...
Not to be fucked with.
Well, it's one of those things, like, constantly when you look at people who are, like volcanologists or people who explore, you're like, damn, you really do go up there being like, this is active.
Right.
So
it
could happen. I know that they did, like, some people, volcanologists, I believe, had... raised the warning from a 1 to a 2 on a 5 scale, like in November.
Oh, but
so
that was it?
That was it. They went from a 1 to a 2.
I was curious if there was any way to have foreseen this. Damn.
I'm sure on some level, but yeah.
Right. Green Monday is trending. This is a Another shopping holiday?
I don't. Yeah, apparently it started with eBay because it was one of their hottest days at the time, like shopping days in 2007. And now we have Green Monday, which I guess they're calling the second
Cyber Monday
of December. Therefore, it's green. It's so fucking confusing. Why don't y'all just come out with it? You want people to buy as much bullshit as possible. Really.
Oh, is it not green as in like ecologically sound? It's green as in we're going to make money?
I don't know. I guess Skriller, some Skrizzatch.
Wow.
It's yeah, I really don't know what the point is if there really are more shopping deals. I think the other people, one of the people, a managing director of a research firm said that Green Monday is also a time when consumers are focused on getting their holiday shopping complete so gifts will arrive in time for Christmas.
Mm.
So I guess it's like last minute procrastinator Black Monday.
Yeah. One of the quotes we have here is, it's a bit of an artificial day in a way. They're all artificial.
Yeah, in a way.
Right.
What is green about this Monday
this
in any
isn't
way?
A nationally recognized holiday where all the banks close down like Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Is Black Friday? No, are banks closed on Black
Friday? No. Oh, I guess banks are closed on Black Friday, but just because it's
They want to be humane to people.
Yeah. And finally, Lizzo has created a controversy, I guess.
I don't know. I think people's responses are more controversial. Yeah. I mean, look, Lizzo.
She was.
Get yours at the Laker game.
Yeah. So she was out here at the Laker game clapping.
Yeah, she had the yeeks all the way. Okay, so she's at the Laker game. The Laker girls are dancing to Juice, or one of her tracks. And, like, I guess the camera people catch her on the sidelines. And she's wearing a black shirt, it looks like.
Right.
Then turns around. Her whole ass is cut out of the shirt.
Yeah.
Like a spooky assless chaps
t-shirt
dress.
Right.
And it's funny because, like, in the clip, you see her dancing like she's facing camera, and then she starts turning around, and then you see the shirt, and then whoever was directing the like mega jumbotron at Staples Center, yeah. Okay, cut to two.
The Laker girls.
Yeah. A lot of
people are like, oh, I didn't want to see that, Lizzo. And the response has justifiably been, yeah, but
it's a mix of people being like, yeah, all right, go do
whatever you want.
It's yours.
But people who are making the claim that she shouldn't have done that because it was public and it's like indecent.
Yeah,
are rightly being shown footage that came directly after that, which was Laker girls and something very similar.
Yeah, I think if you're her maybe manager, you might say, hey, don't put some of those bags at risk for, you know, doing a family show.
Right.
At some point.
Yes.
But other than that, you know, whatever.
Do you? The Lakers won again.
I'm more like thinking about like what her butt was doing. Was she sitting on the bare seat?
Well, she is wearing, I think,
a jacket.
Hose of some sort, isn't she?
Hosiery, some kind
hosiery?
Of hosiery, some hosier.
I think so. Let me take another look here.
Let's look at the Zapruder film.
Back and to the right and left. It looks like
up
we have
and
here.
Down. Look back at it and to the left.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I think she's going au naturel.
Okay.
Yeah. it's just funny to me. I'm like, yo, dude. That shirt will be legendary.
Oh yeah, that's.
But also, like, my God, I hope you were sitting on some. I just don't.
Right.
Bare-assed on anything. That's why, like, I'm more of a home court advantage pooper.
Yeah.
Don't like to, you know, you don't ever know what you're sitting on.
Right.
Especially at a fucking Staples Center.
Right. So you only do it at Staples Center games when it's the Lakers.
When
you don't do
Lakers.
It when it's a Clippers.
Clipper game, no. You will get some kind of communication.
Whoa. Is that classism?
No.
That's Lakersism.
That's Lakersism. Which, in a way, I think might be classism. Very subtly, if you want to look at the fan base.
All right, guys, we are done for this fine Monday. We will be back tomorrow morning with a whole nother podcast with somebody who has a lot of very awesome Instagram.
Yeah.
And that is it for today. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.